Isadora Moon Collection 7. Isadora Moon Gets the Magic Pox. Isadora Moon Under the Sea. Written by Harriet Muncaster and read by Katie Sobey. Isadora Moon Gets the Magic Pox. It was Friday afternoon, and I was happily sitting at my desk with Pink Rabbit snoozing on my lap when Miss Cherry announced some worrying news. On Monday morning, she said, we are going to have a maths test. I felt my insides squiggle with nerves. A test? I hated tests. I want you to spend the weekend brushing up on your times tables, said Miss Cherry. I glanced at my best friend Zoe, who was sitting at the desk next to me, but she didn't look worried at all. But then Zoe is good at everything. Maths is my least favourite subject, and times tables are really hard to remember. I felt completely disheartened as I packed my books into my satchel to go home.
What's the matter?
Asked Zoe, as we walked out into the playground. I'm just a bit worried about the test, I admitted. Vampire fairies aren't very good at maths.
You'll be fine, Isadora, said Zoe, sneezing into a tissue. Times tables are easy anyway.
They are for you, I said. You're really good at them.
That's just because I practice them a lot, said Zoe. My mum bought me a special CD with times table songs on it. We listen to it every morning in the car. Maths can be really fun if you give it a chance. Putting numbers together is kind of like doing a puzzle.
I frowned.
I'll lend you my CD if you like, said Zoe kindly. I already know it off by heart.
Oh no, that's okay, I said quickly. The idea of listening to songs about times tables would just make me feel more anxious. I didn't fancy that at all. Zoe shrugged.
You can phone me over the weekend if you change your mind, she said. Oh look, there's my mum. Bye, Isadora.
And then she ran off across the playground. I walked slowly over to where my mum was standing with my baby sister, Honey Blossom, in her pushchair. My mum is a fairy, and I knew she wouldn't really understand about maths tests. They learn very different sorts of subjects at fairy school. Wand waving, toadstool foraging, and ballet, mostly.
Hello, darling, smiled Mum as I hurried over to her. How was your day?
Fine, I said, deciding that there was no point in telling her about the maths test. It was Bruno's birthday. He brought in a cake.
How lovely, said Mum
as we began to walk towards the school gates and out onto the pavement.
It was strawberry flavoured, I said.
I continued to tell Mum all the other things about my day as we walked along, but still, at the back of my mind, I couldn't help thinking of the maths test. There was no way of getting out of doing it unless I was ill on Monday. Mum started telling me all the funny things that Honey Blossom had done that day, but I was only half listening. My mind was whirring. Did I really dare to pretend I was ill on Monday? No, I could never. Or could I?